is Chose Debe Hadro Le Achna. He saw the way there was a snake on top of the kever. So Amal Rabbi Yechanan said to the snake, Achna Achna, Psach Pumaychu, V'yichnes Harav Eitzel Talmud. Open your mouth. In other words, go away from here. Let the Rebbe, let me go to my Talmud. For Loi Posach, he didn't open up. He didn't go away the snake. So Rabbi Yechanan said, Yichnas Chover Eitzel Chover, let a friend go to a friend. For Loi Posach, the snake didn't open up. But then Rabbi Yechanan said, Yichnas Talmud Eitzel Harav, let the Talmud go to the Rav, then Posach Lei. Then he opened up. Boy, Rachme, the verse says, V'yukme. And Rabbi Yechanan like first picked him up. Now he's able to speak in some of his neshama. Omelis, he said, Rabbi Yechanan said, Rav Chana, he heves yadana, the rechich demar, if I would have known that that's the way you looked, that's the way your lips saw they cracked, I wouldn't have felt bad. Sahashta leisi mar badon. Rabbi Yechanan said, now please come back to us. As I'll be mechai mason like. Omelis, Rav Chana said like this, imotas lemivoy rachmi, if you could be mispalo to Hashem, have daven, that the Sula Shivna, I won't die anymore. Azilna, I'll go with you. Viloy loy azilna, but if not, I won't go with you. Like Rav Chana was afraid, like you get angry at me again, and maybe you cause me to die a second time. So hoyo v'chol of shoso, like true, a nace happens now, but maybe a nace won't happen all the time. Is Tyra, he woke up. Ukne, and Taka, he was mechayim esim. That's a Rashi. Two pshat him, but one pshat is, he made him alive again. And Shaila called Sveika the Heavily. And Rabbi Yechanan used to ask all the Sveikas Rav Chana. Well, Pashtim and Malay, and Rav Chana used to answer them all. And Hayinu the Yom Rabbi Yechanan, that's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Tilachoin Amri, do you think it's me from Bnei Eretz Yisrael? Think I'm saying all the Torah? You should know the Lahoin Hi. It's like from the people in Bavel, it's like the Chus of Rav Chana. That's what I'm saying over all this Torah. So was the mice over here. Then the Gemara says, Hahu, there was a case. Who the Achvoy Tachso the Rebbe Abba? Somebody showed again to a guy. Rashi says Tachshet Meshi, a nice thick clothing of Rebbe Abba to a guy. So Yosef Rebbe Avuha, Rebbe Chanina Bar Papi, Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha. They're all sitting together about the Shailo. Does this person have to pay back Rebbe Abba or not? The Yosef Rebbe Loi Gabayu. So Sov Lechayvu. They wanted to say that he's Chayiv. That what the person has to pay. Mehod etznav, from here that we learned that Donas Adin, if the Dayan passed on the Shaila, and Zichres Achayiv, he made the wrong psak, that he said the one that was Chayiv, he said he's Potter. The Chayiv es Azakir, as he said the one that was really supposed to be Potter, he made him Chayiv. Or else Timei es Hator, there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Or else where the Dayan made something that was supposed to be Torah, made it Tomei. Or else Vetir es Tomei, he made something that was supposed to be Tomei, made it Torah. So Lachar is Mashos also, what the Dayan did is done. But V'yishalim Ibeisa, he has to pay for it. So the kids, it is a Lachar like that, Dima de Garmi, since you caused the Bia Hefzid, Yechayib. See here also, since this person showed Rabab's famous silk cloth here, so you caused him to have a loss, therefore Yechayib. In other words, Dima de Garmi, you should be Chayib. Oh, my lay Rabbi lawyer, Bloy said back like this, Hochi Yomarav, this is what Rav said. For Dina the Garmi alone, you're Potter. You're only Chayiv if the Dayan himself moved the things with his own hands. If the Dayan picked it up, or the Dayan was Metamarit, he did a Maitza, then he's Chayiv. But just for Dina the Garmi, you're Potter. It's only Venosam Biyad. Amrulay, so he said back, like, Zil Lagarmit Rav Shimon Ben Alikim. If you want to say Chayiv, go to Rav Shimon Ben Alikim. Or else Rebbe Loza Ben Pados. The Dayan the Dina the Garmi. They hold the Dinat Gami is Chayiv. So if you want to say Chayiv, go to them. But we don't. We hold Yepoter. Also, Lagabayot, so Taka, they went to him. And Chayiv, they Taka said Yechayiv. And we must need them for now. Mishnah, that also holds like that. That the Mishnah says again, the Machmas HaGazlin, if it was taken away the fields because of the Gazlin, Chayiv. And Allahamad Loi Sodacha, the Gazlin has to pay back another field. For Yochim, the Diach V'Yachuyah. And we learn Shana Mishnah, we're talking about only where the person only showed the field to the Gazlin. And that's like Dinu the Garmi. So our Mishnah also holds like this. This is what Faith brought down before, that the Pshaf in this part of the Gemara was, we're going that Dinu the Garmi is Chayiv, Renach Nami Lalocha, we do not task it like this. Now the Gemara says, who garved there was a person to have a mafkidle kisa de kaspa, somebody gave him like a silver cup to hold. Salikul ganvoy alavai. So it happened once that upon the shomer, Kanovim came upon him, and Shakle, And yoivel hu, that the ganavim came to steal from him. So the ganav showed him the silver cup and gave it away. Also came with the rabbi, came in front of rabbi. Patrek, he said that he's potter. Omle Abaye, Abaye said, why is this person potter? He's like saving himself with somebody else's money. In other words, if they wouldn't have taken away the silver cup, they would have taken away his own money. So really, it's his loss. Ella rather it's like this, Omer Ravashi Chazin, let's see. He inish amidu, if the person's a rich person, then for sure this ganef was coming to steal from him. So therefore, you're saving yourself with somebody else's money, you have to pay for it. But Viloy, if he was really a poor person, then we say, it's like the ganef came mitchil to steal the silver cup, therefore the shamer is potter. And also a case, Ugarba, there was a man that have a mafkad gabei, arnaki, the pigeon, shvuyim. The person was holding on to a sack of money that was set aside for pidyon shvuyim to save people. Is saliku ganvi lavoi, so ganov came to this person, shakli, he was taking away his stuff, is yoivin alai, so the person said, like, don't take everything away, here, take this money. Is osla kaimad rova, came in front of rova, patra, rova said his potter. Omalei Abaye, by Mas Latsu Momachaveru, he's saving himself with his friend's money. Omalei, Enocha Pinyin Shvuyim, got him there. The Chord is also called Pinyin Shvuyim. He's like rescuing himself. So this is the question here. I, Viafagav, Yomalei, even though we said before, Nosav, Nosav, Biyat Chayiv, if you yourself take the money and give the money, Yichayiv, here in these last two cases, the Shomer himself was giving the money to the Ganef. So what do we say, Yipote here? Omari, the Shani Shomer, a Shomer is different. Sheladas Kenes Kidu. That a shamer is different if you're only watching it for somebody else. The mafkid like gave it to you in order that in case somebody's coming to steal it, you have a right to give it away. Here also by the pigeon shvuyin, you have the right to use it. So therefore here, even though you're the one that's giving it away to the ganef, but since the ganef is coming for these things, you have a right to give it away. Now the Gemara says, who garba, there was a man, the actin, the asik, chamrul mavro. A person went and put his donkey onto the ship, kami the sliki inchi the b'mavra, before the people came off the ship. Now, boiliat buye, because of this donkey, now the ship was about to sink, like it was too crowded, too much weight on it. So also, Hugavra person came, molach le lechamra, the Hugavra, he threw the donkey off the ship. Vishadid on her, he threw him into the river, vitova, and the donkey died, drowned there. So the din tur is ichayi benat. So Osla came with the rabbi, came in front of rabbi. Patre, rabbi said the person is potter. Omalei Abaye said, "I for matzal atzma b'momachav eruhu." He's like saving himself, like otherwise he would have had to thrown off his own stuff. So chura should be chayiv. Omalei, he said, "No, hi me cover roidifu." This donkey, when it first came onto the ship, was like a roidif. In other words, this donkey is the one that caused the ship to be drowned, and therefore rabbi the time rabbi goes according to his own time. The Yom Rabba Rabba says, Roidev Shoyi Roidev Hakachaveroi. Lahorga, if somebody's running after somebody to kill him, the Shibur Ethakalim, and they broke the Kalim, Bainshel Nirdev, Bainshel Kolodam Potter. No matter who the Roidev broke the Kalim, still the Roidev is Potter. Shere Mishayev Benafshoi, because the Roidev is Chayev Benafshoi, somebody could come and kill him. So therefore, if he does damage, he's Potter from the damage because of coming with the Rabbi Minei. But Venirdaf, the one that's being run after, chased after, Sheshivras the Kalim Sheroidiv, that broke the Kalim of the Roidiv, is also Potter. Why? Shloyehe Mamun Chaviv Olav Migufoi. That your Mamun shouldn't be more Chaviv than your own body. Just like you're allowed to save your soul, you're allowed to save your Mamun. Avo Shakolotin Chayiv, for somebody else you Chayiv. Because the Yosel Hatzalatzim and Mamun Chaveroi. You're not allowed to save yourself for somebody else's money. But Veroidiv Shoyeroidiv Acha Roidiv. Latzel v'shov v'kelim b'enshon near the b'enshon kolodam potter. V'loim min adin, elishim i'atomik. And if you don't say like this, ein loch odam shemat l'atchaver miyat ha'roidif. Nobody will go and save somebody else from the roidif. So the kids over here also, since Lamaisa, the chamor, when he came into the ship, he was like a roidif. He was like the one that's causing the ship to drown. So therefore, this person now that threw it off, since he was like the nirdif, and he's going to save himself, therefore, Rabbah holds that he's potter. So again, the first halach of Rabbah was again, that a roidif is running after somebody, so when the roidif breaks and does damage, he's potter, because it's called Yitzchayiv Misa at that time, therefore we say, come live with the Rabbah Minei. What about again, the nirdaf, the person that's being chased? If he breaks the kelim of the roidif, so he's potter. And the Gemara says, why Rabbi says, shlo yehei momin chaviv olav migufay. In other words, when this person is chasing you, you have a right to kill him, so once you have a right to kill him, you have a right to break his money also. That's why here also, the person that threw off the donkey is potter. Avo shokol odom chayiv. But if you break somebody else's money in order to save your own life, then you chayiv. Because that's the klal, the osa lahat til atzmai p'momen chaveroi. You're not allowed to save yourself by using somebody else's things. In other words, not allowed to him just means you have to pay for it. Avad, you're allowed to. Mishem v'kurach nefesh, you could do anything. But it just means, though, you chayiv to pay him back the money. Like, if you take away somebody else's things to save your life, you have to pay the other person for the things that you took. But then, last halacha was v'roidif. Show you roidif achar roidif. If one roidif was running after another roidif, lahatzil to save v'shibra kalim, and he did damage then, bein shonir the bein shakolot and potter. That if you're running after a roidif to save the nirdaf, so then any damage you do, you potter. That's what he said. It's not mikir adin v'loimen adin, el ishimiyata oimekin. If you don't say like this, ein lucha odom shemastat chaverim min a roidif. People will be afraid to save somebody from a roidif. If Reuven is running after Shimon to kill Shimon, so people will be afraid to save Shimon and kill Reuven, because they're afraid maybe they'll do some damage while they're killing Reuven. So if they'll be chayiv, they won't go and save Shimon. And since the Torah Vada wants Shimon to be saved, when somebody's running after somebody else, the roidif and the nirdif, you're supposed to save the nirdif to kill the roidif. So therefore, the midrabbana, we saw your potter from any damage you do at that time. All right, we'll stop here. You're up to Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Shot for Nahor." Let's say the river destroys the land. So then, Oim Eloi Haresh Shalach Lefanecha. You have a right to say back to the original Nigzal that here it is. Take it. So this is really a hemshach of the Mishnah before. So in the case, let's say somebody stole the field of somebody else, and now by the Gazlin, the Nohor comes and like ruins the field. So the Gazlin has a right to say back to the Nigzal, here it is. And really this has to do with the fact that we always know that Karka in the Nigzalis, that there's not a real Kinyan Gzela here. It's always still Brishus HaBailim. So therefore, since the Gazlin didn't do anything special to the field, but rather just happened by itself, therefore the Gazlin has a right to say back to the owner, Haresh Shalach Lefanecha. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, went like this, Ha Goizel Sodei Mechaveroi, if somebody steals a field from his friend, V'shot Fanhor, and the river goes over it, overflows and ruins the field, so Chayiv Lahamad Loi Sodei Acher, Divir Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Eleza L'chur argues in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eleza holds that this Gazlin has to return back a good field. The Chachamim Oyim and the Chachamim say, Oyim Eloi Haresh Shalach Lefanecha. No, the Chachamim say, since it's only a field, on the field you have a right to say back to the Bailim, to the Nigzal, here it is, take it, I didn't do anything to it. So the Chachamim has the Shaila, do you have a Kinyan Gzela on this field or not? So Gemara says, B'mai Kamiflagi, what's the Machlokes Taliyin? That Rabbi Eleza Dorash Ribuy Umiyat. Rabbi Eleza Dashnas the Torah B'Torahs a Ribuy and Umiyat. The Torah says, V'chichesh ba'misoi, that you deny from your friend, that's a ribuy. B'tikodin, says the word pikodin, that's a miyat. Then the Torah says, Kol ha'she yishover alov la'sheker, choza v'ribuy. So it comes out, there's a ribuy, a miyat v'ribuy, so klal is ribuy ha'koil. That the parasha of gzela, if you steal something, that you have kinyoni gzela, and you have the chiyav ha'shov, applies to everything. Well, my ribu ribu kol mili. If so, my miyit, what's the pshat from the miyit? Miyit shtoris. It only is my shtar. If you steal a shtar like Rashi says, shein gufe momin, the yoyev le nairi bialma, a shtar is only a piece of paper. True, because of the shtar you have a proof that something belongs to you. But on the gzela, you're potter. It's not called you stole anything, the actual money, like the rights to get the money. It's not considered like the money is in the shtar. So that's the biggest miyat. There's no din gzela on a shtar. But on karka, Rabbi Eleza holds karka is nigzelis. Therefore he holds if you steal karka and then a sod and then the nohor comes and ruins the field, so you have to return a good field. Vaita.
Like Rashi says, a short for nor, Rashi says, Shoysa Svasa nor, Vigbia Svasa Vermayim Sechakim, Vikurim Tachas Svasum Spashir Batecha Soder, and the like the water ruins the fields. Therefore, according to Rabbi Leza, you call the Gazlin on Karka, you have to make a good Hashava. However, the Gemara says, Rabbonadash, the Rabbonadash in the Torah, with the Klali of Proti, with the Klal of Proto Klal. Therefore, in the parasha of Gzela, the Torah starts off, Echichesh, you deny, like you swear false, is Klal. Any type of Gzela, you chayiv on. Vipikodin, it says, I give you something to watch. Prat, much more only things I give you to watch. Then it says, Oy Mikol, from anything. Chazara Klal. Says, so it's a Klal of Proto Klal. Then we say, Ia Tadan Elokeina Prat. Yoni Darshin, Yoni Marber, something like the Prat. Therefore, Maha Prat, a Dovra Metaltel, the Gufi Momin, just like a Pikodin, something I give to you to watch, is something that could be moved around, the Dovra Metaltel. The Gufi Momin, the thing itself that has value to it, is Afko Dovra Metaltel, anything that could be moved around, the Gufi Momin, and the Gufi the Dovra has Momin to it. Yotza, what does this exclude? Karkois, Karka, ground, Shen Metaltelin, you can't move it around. Yotza avodim, if you steal somebody's ever kinani, also yepote, there's no din gzela, shuhuk shula kakois, because avodim have the same aloha like karka, they have the hukish le kakois. Yotzu shtoris, if you steal somebody's shtar, also yepote, shafa pisha metaltlin, even though it could be moved around, but ain't goofy mammon, it's not called goof, it doesn't have its own value. It's only a proof, it's only you could show it that somebody owes you money. You have a right to collect money because of the shtar. But the actual shtar itself has no value to it. So therefore, according to Chachamim, like the din of our mission, if somebody steals karka, it's not really an exelus. Therefore, the Gazlan didn't do anything to the field. Just by itself, the river overflowed and ruined the field. He has a right to say, Harei Shalach Lefanecha. For the Gemara Ivo, Tanya, we learn, Tagoizel Es Haporah, if somebody stole the cow, the shot for Nor, and by the Gazlan, the river overflowed and took away the cow, is Chayav Lahamed Loi Porah. You have to return a new Porah to the owner, like you're a Gazlan, so you have a Chiyav Hashava. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's where we have Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. However, the Chum say, Oy Meloi Haresh Lech Lefonecha. No, still the Gazlan has a right to say back to the original owner, take your parah, take your cow, I didn't do anything to it. So the question is, why? Hosam B'maika Miflagi, what's the Machlaikas over here? The Chura cow is a Dovra HaMetaltel, V'gufei Momin, so it should be a Gzela. So if you're a Gazlan, if you have Kinyon Gzela, how can you say Haresh Lech Lefonecha if it's not here anymore? So Gemarin says, Amara Papa, Hosam over there, you know what we're talking about. Hosam b'mayaskinon, k'goin shegoz al sodem echaveiro.